Maybe you've heard the phrase, or maybe you've used it to describe a house, a McMansion, and there's some evidence since the Great Recession, people are starting to build these kinds of homes again. With me to talk about this now is Kate Wagner, a freelance writer and creator of the blog McMansion Hell. Kate, one of the things that's so interesting is there's really not a definition of this kind of house, kind of like a you-know-it-when-you-see-it kind of a thing. So for your, from your perspective, how do you define what exactly a McMansion is?
I mean, for me, it sort of comes in a few parts. First is size. The mansion part is definitely part of it. Usually, McMansions for me are more than 3,000 square feet, which is well above the, for America, national average square footage. Another part of it is just design coherency. So, for example, lots of things on McMansions are very incoherent, whether it's architectural details or windows or doors not matching. The roof lines are chaotic, and usually they take up half of the house. It's just this very jumbled, haphazard appearance. But I think the key thing is that it's a house that tries to look ostentatious without spending the money to really do so. It's sort of the appearance of wealth, but with no actual wealth really behind it.
Well, what do you think that maybe an explosion or even just sort of the development of some of these types of homes means for a particular community, mostly suburban communities, I would imagine?
I think it depends on the locality. I know a lot of people are very upset about McMansions coming in when they tear down existing homes that are usually modest, early post-war housing from the 40s or 50s. That's been a real problem, especially on the West Coast, but it happens everywhere else too. So they're completely out of character with the neighborhood, and they also kind of mess around with the property values of the adjacent houses. Mostly they just seems as like, you know, somebody stomping on the neighborhood is how I think it feels to a lot of people.
Do you think it's more a matter of people being disappointed and maybe upset that the original houses are being torn down, or the fact that they're being replaced by something that, in these critics' eyes at least, doesn't really fit into that neighborhood?
I think it's both. I think that there is a sort of like continuity of architecture within a lot of neighborhoods. And I think that, you know, disrupting that fabric does bring a lot of ire, no matter what.
Have you noticed any changes in either the ways that people are designing or building these kinds of houses since the Great Recession, or the types of people who are wanting or moving into these types of homes?
Well, I think what's interesting about the Great Recession is that, so there was a sort of drop in the sale and construction of all houses after the Great Recession, you know, including McMansions. But I think in the long term, these houses are always going to be built until I think we run out of, you know, the oil that we need to live this kind of car-dependent life where most of them are built. And, of course, the energy necessary to heat and cool these massive spaces, because it's so ingrained within this, you know, the American consumerist mentality that a big house is the symbol that, you know, you've made it.
Based on what you just said, I mean, I'm curious what you think about how McMansions and how sort of what they mean for suburbia and even to some extent the exurbs, how does that relate to a place like the Phoenix area, do you think, which at least in the minds of people who are not from here is basically one giant suburb, you know, with a little bit of sprawl on the outside of it, where, you know, there are some big houses and you know, not a small number of cookie cutter type houses as well.
I think that Phoenix is really interesting, and so is a lot of the Southwest, because the sort of typologies of houses that are found there are, it's kind of like get this interesting homogeny to it as far as like, you know, the colors and the sort of like, you know, this cookie cutter aesthetic, but it's in a very Southwestern sort of flair. What's interesting to me about, you know, the Phoenix area is not necessarily the suburbs, but the exurbs, where so far flung into the desert, you'll have these sprawling sort of adobe kind of manors. It's kind of amazing to see just these houses scattered in this very sparse desert.
Kate Wagner is a freelance writer and also the creator of the blog McMansion Hell. Kate, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.